Hey, is this Tony?
This is Sam. How are you?
Hey, Tony. Not bad. How are you doing?
Oh, just going crazy, buddy.
Hey, there you go. There you go. I'll try to take a little of that off your plate. So I just wanted to call and let you know I got the two attachments that you sent over with the signatures on there.
Right.
It looks like there was still the last couple of pages where there were some signatures needed that weren't attached there. I wasn't sure if maybe it just didn't get connected, or it's the ACH authorization form.
Oh, yeah, no, I have that. I got it. Yeah, the reason that hasn't been sent because I have to. Well, it said, please attach a copy of voided check. I was like, well, why do I need to do that when I just sent you a voided check?
Yeah, you don't need to attach that. I have the voided check, but I just need to have the signature on there, and I can put basically the voided check. It has the account number and the routing number and the bank, and that's the purpose of it. But I just need you to sign it, and we can fill in all of that banking information.
I got a couple of questions, Sam.
Yeah.
Looking at all this stuff, am I'm going to have to turn around and pay you guys the $250. Are you guys going to deduct that out of my account for, let me see here. What is this for? Or is it
Let me see.
$250 processing fee? And then
Okay,
there's a
yeah.
$300 charge for an audit that hasn't even, or $350 for an inspection and audit, and then I'm paying a $700 processing fee. Or is that $700? Is this price already included in that, these charges?
Let me see here.
You're
Sorry,
saying there's
I'm
going to
taking a look at
be.
it right now with you at the same time. So
Show me that ACH authorization form.
that ACH authorization, that's the 250. That's a one-time fee that sets it up so the payments will automatically be taken out of the account.
Okay, and then now there's a $350 charge for authorization to inspect collateral and security. What collateral
Okay.
and security do we have?
I think I see where that's at on the contract right now. Usually that's for a site inspection. I don't see if there's a site inspection required on your file. I can take a look at that one and see if that one's even necessary. Let me see. Sorry, I'm trying to read it right now as we're looking at it.
Well, that's when I was reading and going through all that. I was like, what? I mean, that's another 700 and something dollars plus the $700 origination fee.
Shall be construed to affect the consumer's duties, obligations to make. Okay. I'll tell you what, Tony, can you give me maybe like 15 minutes? I kind of want to get a little feedback on this one to see if that one is absolutely necessary in there. I know my knowledge of it, usually that is a fee that covers kind of like a site inspection. But I didn't see that it was required on your file, so we might be able to, I mean, that one might not be applicable. I don't have the exact answer on it right now, though. But if you can give me maybe like 10, 15 minutes, I'll go find out exactly what's up with that one. The
Okay.
250, I know that one I deal with all the time. It's a one-time fee to set up the ACH, basically the setup for how the loan is paid back. That one I'm familiar with. The second one, it's not, I don't run across it all the time, so I'm gonna have to find out a little bit about it.
Okay.
The other fees, though, I know, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure you saw it. It's in the document. But the other fees are going to be taken out of the loan amount. So the
Yeah,
actual
they're
amount
already
that's going
looking
to be
at.
deposited is that $34,300.
Right. I saw that. A
Okay.
couple
Good.
other
Good.
questions I got to ask you
Yeah.
is my phone is actually blown up. I don't know what the heck goes on here, but I've had two more people call me on borrowing money from. I guess it must go into some kind of a system, but they were saying that they've seen where or I've applied to get some extra monies and funds and stuff like that. I was on the phone talking with one, and she says that if I would have went with you guys on a daily, where you guys take out money daily, instead of weekly, that I probably would have been able to borrow more money. Is that correct?
No. No. I'm not sure where that's coming from. But no, really, the program that I have, looking at it here, the amount that you're approved for is completely separate from your payback options. I have a total amount that you're approved for, which was that $35,000, and they just gave me the option of daily or weekly. It doesn't affect your rate or how much you're approved for.
And then you said, and the main reason for that was, according to what you had said, was on the credit for the company. And then you said I was mainly getting the loan off my own credit, my personal credit score.
Yeah, well, so both of them are a factor in the overall process, right? This loan, it's going to be strictly on the business credit. It's not going to go on your personal credit. Your personal credit does play a factor when it comes to getting you approved for the term length and the payback options. But the loan itself is strictly just on the business.
Okay, and then the other thing, I know when I was out of town and we were initially talking about this, you said, you told me that I wouldn't have to pay that interest off. The interest wouldn't be as high if I was to pay that off early.
Yes,
but
yes.
According to all your paperwork in here, I can't pay that loan off early. I'm still going to be subject to all that interest.
Let me take a look here. So I believe that I'm fairly certain on this program it comes with a 5% interest. Let me take a look to make sure I'm right.
Because I remember us talking about that, and you said, well, you won't have to pay all that interest back, the whole $44,000, if you paid it off early. So, I mean, if we turned around and wanted to pay it off in a month and a half or 2 months, I'm still going to have to pay all $44,000 according to what your paperwork is stating in here.
I believe, I'm looking at it, I believe you have a 5% discount if you want to pay it off early. And then also you have the option, because I remember when we were talking, I know this initial amount is less than what you were originally looking for. So my thought process here is kind of what I saw as a strategy going forward is, if this is enough to get started with, we can kick it off, and then once you get midway in, you're eligible for a renewal option where you would get the additional funds to get you closer to that original amount that you wanted. Now, if you did that, the remaining unpaid interest on this first loan is eligible to be forgiven. So on this first loan, let's say, so we're doing the $35,000. Once you get midway into there, you know, halfway into the loan, and you're eligible for a renewal, if let's say we get to that point and we go for the renewal and we can get you, you know, $100,000 more. At that time, the remaining half of this original loan, the remaining interest would be completely forgiven.
Okay, so if I decided to pay this off in 2 months, I'm going to be stuck with having to pay the full interest, correct?
No, there's still a discount on that. There's a you'll have
only 5% on the $10,000.
Yes, now that's if you get halfway in and you just want to pay it off and be done with it.
I'm saying if I want to pay it off in 2 months, I can't. I'm going to be stuck with paying the full interest.
There will still be a discount on there.
A 5% only.
Yes. Yes. The full forgiveness is if you want to renew and get the additional funds. So if you get the additional funds, the interest on that original loan is forgiven. You follow me with that?
Yeah.
So the discount on the interest, it's significantly different if you do the renewal compared to if you just pay it off and be done with it.
So in 5 months, if if I wanted to borrow money again from you, how much am I going to be able to borrow from you?
So at that time, I can't give you an answer on exactly how much, just because it's going to depend on the most recent bank statements at that time.
Yeah.
But looking at this and comparing it to similar files that I've dealt with before, usually, I know kind of the restricting factors on your file particularly was the industry that you're in and the business credit. That was the feedback that I got from underwriting. Usually, this loan, doing it on the business, is going to help your business credit. It's going to improve that. Now, if the cash flow stays the same, I would see my initial estimates were something along the lines of between 70 and 100,000 being available to you. So I think we'd be looking at probably close to 100,000 for the renewal period.
Okay, and that's the other thing is I don't understand how the business credit is not that good. I mean, everything's been paid. There's not even any issues. I don't know how that could be.
Yeah, and they didn't give me any specific on it. Let me go ahead and pull it up real quick. Let's see. Specialty banding.
Is that coming out of Dun & Bradford?
Yes, the Dun & Bradford. You know what? All they said. The only feedback that I got was substandard business credit. I can put a request in right now and see if they might actually just send me the business credit report, and I can send it right to you so you see everything that's on there.
Yeah, I'd like to because I mean, there's never been any late payments, nothing. I mean.
Okay. Yeah, I can get some info on that for you.
There's never been any liens. There's never been late payment. Never. Huh. So I'm
now, have you financed anything through the business before?
Just my bank note.
Oh, okay.
We've done four bought our four pickup trucks through there, but all that's been paid. I mean, there's never late payments on any of that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I don't have the specific on it. I know that was just one piece of feedback that they gave me when it was one of a separate program that I was trying to get you into. But really for the program that we have, the feedback that I got on it was, I mean, the business credit qualified for it. That was just my first option that was the response that they gave me. But I can try to get your business credit report for you regardless. It's good to know everything that's on there. I can do that for you.
Yeah. I'd like to have that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
How long are we looking at for this money to actually be put into the account?
So it looks like if we get that ACH form along with I have the other signed documents, so all I need to do is submit the signed documents and then it goes into the final funding stages. You know, if everything lines up and we get the funding officer to sign off on it, it can be there as soon as tomorrow.
Okay. So I just need to send you the last sheet of the ACH.
Yeah, let me double check and make sure. Okay, so I know the last page has a section for a signature, and
second page is the other one that is on that $350 for the audit and all kinds of crap.
I'll tell you what. Let's hold off on that one for now. Let me get a little feedback on it. If it's not necessary, let's not do it, right? But the ACH, I know for a fact that one we definitely do need. I know the page right before the ACH is the one with the 350, but then right before that one, there is one more final page that has a signature required.
You should have got two attachments. One was attachment scanned item number 28 and scanned item 29, which had two pages in there of signatures. And
yes.
One was the other one. And that's the only pages I have that needed to be signed. And then the one was initials.
I have that. I believe. Yeah, it says initial this document here. I got that one.
And then the next scan was two. That was
the two pages.
Okay.
Yes.
And then.
Now, on those two pages, so that next one where there were the two pages with the signatures, there is still one more page right after those two that I need a signature on. And then you get into the next one where there's the 350. But the page right before that, I need the signature. Do you follow me with that?
I'm not seeing it.
Let's see. It shows...
Okay, I got the
so AC basically, cool. It has Specialty Banding Services, LLC, a reference number, and then the address. And then it has, I believe it's the bank account information. But then there's a spot for authorized signature and your title.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's the first page.
Oh, is that? Maybe they got mixed up a little.
You know, I tried using that DocuSign, and it wouldn't let me do that on any of these.
Oh, really? Yeah, I kind of pieced it together when I saw the scans. I was like, oh, okay. Sometimes I thought maybe it just got overlooked and didn't get attached. A lot of times that happens.
Okay, so then I need to fill out the customer billing info too, which I shouldn't have to. You should have all that.
Yeah, I can fill that part out. I have that information just off of the bank, off of the check.
Okay, what address do you have on that check? Was that the PO box?
Let me take a look here real quick. Let's see. So that is the P.O. Box 1112?
Yeah.
Yeah.
P.O. Box 1112, Floor Vista.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Okay, so you're missing these two. And that one we don't have to worry about. Okay, let me scan these two in and get them sent over to you.
Okay, and I'll go find out about that, the 350, and I'll give you a call back and let you know exactly what's going on with it.
Yeah, let me know as soon as possible because it's not on that. Let's rescan and do this again.
Yeah, I'll be right on top of it. I'll give you a call right back.
Okay, bye.
All right, thanks a lot, Tony.